Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Another basement blast type, but again, a lot of requests for it. So I wanted to talk about Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari. And I think that people forget how bad of a relationship that they had. It reminds me a great deal of Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, and how Justin was always cheating on Jessica, and Jessica kept taking it back, and then remember, finally, Jessica's parents said, you know, next time we're not going to be here, you know, you can't come crash here, you know, you're making a bad decision, but she did it anyway. So I'm going to go back and forth a little bit. But in November, late November, around Thanksgiving of 2011, the big news was that Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari got engaged again because they had been previously engaged. And at that point, they had gotten back together. But after he had broken up with Kristen earlier, it was because he was dating multiple people. And it's tough to be engaged when you're also dating multiple other people. And that's never really stopped. And I even wrote back then, in Thanksgiving of 2011, I said that, you know, this should all work out until Jay finds someone else he likes better. And that was in, like I said, November of 2011. And back in January of 2011, I remember one time, they were at the Grove. And I happened to see them there, and I was kind of interested because at the time he was supposed to be injured, if I recall. He had, while playing for the Bears, he'd got injured or something and was unable to play. And I just remember them walking around the Grove. And in addition to him not looking like he was injured, it also, I hadn't, well, obviously I've seen unhappier couples, but they were just, you could tell that they weren't happy to be there with each other. I didn't see them actually buy anything. It kind of looked more like a photo op situation. I just remember him walking around and his hands were in his pockets the entire time. He was wearing sunglasses. He wasn't paying attention to Kristen at all. And Kristen was, I think, the instigator of, hey, let's have somebody come out there. And it was a video camera, so I'm assuming it probably was TMZ or something like that. And then Kristen just did her whole, oh, yeah, we're doing some shopping and all this kind of stuff. And yeah. Now remember, they didn't get, you know, married right away either. They were still engaged, maybe a year later or something like that. I don't remember exactly. Maybe, yeah, I think they were still just engaged in early 2013. But when they got back together in Thanksgiving of 2011, where they got engaged again, remember, Jay had been seeing a bunch of other people. And then when he finally got bored with them, he said, oh, you know, let's get back together. And so he texted Kristen and said that they should get engaged again. And then Kristen said, okay. And remember, this is all just basically by text. And this is a guy that was cheating on you all the time. But then he says, let's get back together again. And she's like, let's get back, you know, engaged again. And she said, yes. And then what he did was, this is how impersonal it was, and like, you know, he doesn't even really care, is he took the ring from when they had been engaged before, and he sent it to her in the mail. He just sent it to her in the mail. And I think that kind of people forget about that. And it's just kind of crazy. And even when she got pregnant, I believe it was during ex-sex. Because, okay, they broke up because he wanted to be with other women. And then when he got tired of them and the other ones got tired of being cheated on too, then, you know, he texts Kristen and said that, oh, Kristen, it's you that I really wanted. You know, she gives in, they get back together. And then she got pregnant. And I think it was during makeup sex, because they were broken up between July and November-ish of 2011. And in January of 2012, she said that she was pregnant. But remember, they got engaged in November, and she said that, you know, she was pregnant, which means that she probably would have been 3 months in January, although she is kind of thirsty, so maybe she wouldn't have waited the 3 months. But if it really was 3 months, then he was sleeping with other people at the same time he was sleeping with her. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what anybody really thought, you know, was going to happen. I mean, back in July of 2011, when he dumped her the first time, I mean, I hypothesized that he finally watched an episode of The Hills and realized what he'd be getting himself into for the rest of his life. And he had that kind of time period where he was playing football and didn't, and then, you know, what happened to him? He ends up on a reality show. You know, maybe he thought that the people in Chicago would, you know, the fans would get off his back if he, you know, got rid of Kristen. And the thing is, what people forget is in July of 2011, I think it was July 24th, 5th, somewhere around there, when they split, that they did it just a week after Kristen was tweeting about her engagement party. You know, oh, engagement party, blah, blah, blah. And then boom, done. So, I mean, she was really into it. He wasn't. But then I say she was really into it, but then she sent the ring back. And then the very next week, she was hanging out in clubs with Nikki Hilton, you know, and they were going after guys hard. So it almost feels, okay, this is a fame and money thing. Okay, he's not interested. I'll just find somebody else, you know. I maybe she was doing so much, you know, preparation for the wedding, or was going to, you know, Kim Kardashian it. And he was, and I don't want that so much. I didn't get the feeling that either one of them was really all that heartbroken about it. Disappointed, maybe. Because, I mean, Life and Style came out July 27th. They come out on Tuesday. So July 26th. And you know what was in Life and Style? Full photo. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kristen posing in wedding dresses. I know, it's so she looked like an idiot, you know, but I don't think that she would have done it if she had known that a breakup was coming, you know, in the next couple of days, because no one does want to look like an idiot, and he made her look like one. And her PR team sucked. The only thing that they could come up with at the time was that that Jay was controlling. Well, he couldn't control an offense or a football, so I guess he liked to control Kristen. And then some blinds that I wrote about them. Obviously, the most recent one is apparently when the former pro athlete decided to lob some cheating allegations of his own. Then it became all nicey-nicey for now between the celebrity couple. And like I said, as this progresses, I think the other court filings will be a joy to read. I had also written, but I don't know if I revealed it, about Kristen and how he, you know, she accused him of hiding money. And the thing is, yeah, he was hiding money because of the fact that, much like Victoria Beckham, Kristen was using all this, because design companies and all this kind of stuff, they are just a black hole for money. They are a money pit. And I think he was done with it. And, you know, when she was looking for a house months and months and months ago, and then, you know, they try and do this Bahamas vacation just like everybody else tries to do a vacation, and it didn't really work, you know? And, you know, it was all Jay. And I wrote about it back in a couple of years ago. And I had this blind that says, "Don't believe the hype. This past/present and probable future reality star from multiple reality shows, all of you know, is never, ever, 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 however many times you want me to write it down, leaving her celebrity husband/co-star. She wouldn't do it. She wouldn't walk away from that money." And I said, now, could he walk away from her? Yeah, he would do that. And I said, but why should he, considering he does what he wants, when he wants, with whom he wants, and the prenup is super tight? Maybe she finally just said, I can't anymore. But I actually think it was more of he wasn't giving her any more money. That's I think, the deal breaker. It's okay if you're going to go sleep with a bunch of people, but if you're not going to, you know, you have to keep giving me money, you know, for my company. And, you know, one of the things that I wrote about Kristen that I think a lot of people forget also, and I wrote about this in 2014, as I said, this B-list entertainer athlete, so Jay Cutler, with a more famous wife, has been told by his employers that certain family members will not be allowed to visit him at his workplace unless some requirements are met first. Apparently, a visit from those family members could potentially be harmful to his fellow employees and their families. And that was because her kids aren't vaccinated. You know? And I've always thought that, you know, that perhaps she got pregnant the second time just to kind of lock it in for a couple more years. And then back in 2012, in April, late April, said, what pro athlete has told his pregnant celebrity girlfriend that he is happy to be a baby daddy but wants to see other people? And I said, Jay Cutler, Kristen Cavallari. She's pregnant at that time in 2012 with their first kid. She's due probably, what, 4 or 5 weeks later. And he's telling her that, hey, I'm happy to be a baby daddy, but I want to see other people. Do you remember, it was a couple weeks before that, Kristen had said, oh, she's giving up Hollywood. Kristen said on her Twitter that she was giving up Hollywood and moving on to focus on her boyfriend and soon-to-be baby. And I was like, was Kristen Cavallari ever really in Hollywood to begin with? She was on a reality show, and that's pretty much it. And this was back in 2012 when I said these things. And I said, it's been over for a while now, and no one wants her for anything, so how is that giving up Hollywood? I guarantee you, and this came true, I guarantee you that if some show came calling or some program wanted her to host or she got a movie role, she would tell Jay Cutler, see you on some weekends and hire me a nanny so fast that it would make your head spin. It's not giving up anything if there was nothing for you to give up. If you're allergic to chocolate but give it up for Lent, it sounds real nice to tell people you gave up chocolate but you weren't giving it up because it wasn't going to happen in the first place. Not sure how that turned into a discussion of chocolate. I mean, that's giving up Hollywood. And, you know, this was, of course, I think, right after, let's see, October, because she had done Dancing with the Stars just the season before. And I guess, you know, that's, you know, trying to stay Hollywood. And I remember when she got kicked off and everybody was like, how did she get kicked off? I was, they were all shocked. I said, how's that a shock? I said, she could have got a perfect score. No one knows who she is. You know, the demographics of Dancing with the Stars, Kristen Cavallari is never going to win. You know, it's not American Idol or something like that where everyone's a no-name and talent usually prevails. I venture to say that half of the people who voted on Dancing with the Stars have never watched The Hills, never heard of it. And even if they had watched it, how many specifically remember Kristen unless you watched it more than a few times? And when you bring in, you know, Jay Cutler, who at that time, because she got kicked off in October, okay? And part of me thinks that this is maybe when she got pregnant because she got kicked off in October, but she brought him on the show. But, you know, the thing is, I'm not sure that that really helped her either. But that, to me, is probably when she got pregnant. Oh, thanks for coming, you know, let's have sex, okay, you know, and oh, I forgot to tell you, no birth control, I'm pregnant, oh, well, let me mail you your engagement ring. So it's not shocking to me at all that they got divorced. It's kind of shocking to me that they managed to stay together as long as they did, considering all the things that were going on. To me, that's way more shocking. I just, and, you know, he didn't come off, you know, very, you know, nice at all. And I think that kind of had something to do with it. I'm just looking to see if there's anything else that I have about her that would crack me up. Okay. one story about Kristen that predates Jay that I wanted to share with you. Because I think it's important in my whole scheme of showing you that things used to be different with the weekly tabloids. Even back in May of 2010. And what happened in May of 2010, and in a way, I feel as if this kind of set the tone where, okay, we're not going to be as harsh. Because Us Weekly got huge blowback when they wrote an article in 2010. And I wrote about it. And I said, I understand the need for each tabloid or practically any magazine this time of year to do a bikini body issue. It has to be done. Every year you, the reader, will learn what you can do to lose weight so you look good in a bikini. Never mind that it's the same 5 or 10 things they told you last year. They still publish it because they know someone is buying it. Fine, I get it. What I don't understand is this. At least twice and maybe 3 times now in the past few months, Us Weekly has said that Kristen Cavallari is a huge cokehead. Coke, coke, coke. According to them, it seems like that is all she does. Oh, and steal golf carts with her ex, Jason Statham. I bet you forgot they dating. So who did Us Weekly use for their bikini body article? Now remember, they got a lot of flack for saying that she did coke and coke and coke, and everybody was, it's not that she wasn't doing coke, she was doing coke. But the tabloids, even, you know, it was this kind of transition period where you're not supposed to say anything mean about anybody. So after they said coke, 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 they said, you know what? We'd like you to be in our bikini issue. And Kristen says, great, that's fantastic. I will forgive you for saying that I did coke, coke, coke all of these times. So they wrote this article and said, 5 steps to get Kristen Cavallari's bikini bod. Want to look like Kristen Cavallari in a bikini this summer? Well, the Hillstar 23 admits she attends Burn 60 classes. She was there over the weekend with Audrina Patridge. Kicks her ass. She also allows herself to cheat by eating whatever you want one day a week. And then they gave 5 more tips to lose weight. But what they don't say is that she probably got that body by not eating and doing coke all the time. That is the best weight loss product going for you. If a magazine knows someone's doing drugs and have reported on it frequently, then why would you use that same person to say how you, the reader, can achieve her bikini body? You can't get it unless you're doing coke. They've already said she used it. That was the kind of the thing. It was crazy. Do you remember when Kristen dated Brody Jenner? Yeah. She got along great with all the Kardashians, and Kourtney was her best friend forever. Then in 2011, Kristen decided that she hated anything to do with the Kardashians. And there was a time where they claimed that, well, not claimed, it happened, that Kristen hooked up with Scott Disick a lot, even while he was with Kourtney. So apparently Kristen also cheats. And it was when he was with Kourtney, it was when Kourtney and Scott were taking breaks. And taking breaks is just an excuse to go have sex with someone else. You know, I don't care if you're male, female, gay, straight, whatever. If someone says to you they want to take a break, they just want to go have sex with someone. But at least they talk to you about it before they had sex, usually. Sometimes the break conversation can come after the sex, but then you feel guilty in asking for a break. But when this everybody was talking about her hooking up with Scott, she got ticked off. And she, you know, denied it and denied it and denied it. But Kourtney said no, it wasn't true to one media outlet. But every single one of the other Kardashians, they didn't deny it at all. You know? And Kristen thought, oh, you know, people are just saying this because they want the people to watch the Kardashians. Oh, do you remember when Kristen and her mom got drunk and decided that the best thing to do was to take a little spin in the car? You know, little mother-daughter bonding time? Kristen's mom was arrested, charged with DUI outside of Chicago. In the passenger seat and unable to drive was Kristen. She was able to tell the police, however, that she was hungry and wandered off to a nearby Subway while her mom was being tested. Thinking about food and yelling at the police to find her some water while her mom gets arrested. That's family love right there. Kind of get the feeling Kristen thinks about Kristen first and then everyone else a distant 5th or 6th. You know, this is the same person who loves nothing more than a big pile of coke. Oh, and who also at the time was claiming to be sober. So do you remember when Kristen quit Hollywood, right? So she gets a little press. Told you about that. Oh, in 2013, she decided, you know what? I'm putting my acting career on hold. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, an acting career? And then I thought about it and I wrote about it and I said, go over to your coworker's desk and ask them if they knew that Kristen had an acting career. And when they look at you and then ask who Kristen is, then just say, never mind, and grab a piece of candy from their jar. You know, Kristen told Coco Eco magazine, which is neither about Conan or about chocolate, that she's turning down acting roles to focus more on family, but still plans on destroying what is left of her shoe and jewelry line. If Kristen got offered a movie, she would have taken the movie. Let's totally be honest about that. This is somebody who would have jumped at it. So again, when you're, you know, quitting acting, if you weren't being offered acting in the first place, and you know, all the drug rumors, and she gave an interview in 2013 to E, and she said that she doesn't do drugs. She also said that she never did drugs. Yeah. What about the bazillion reports that everybody else had that I had that she always did drugs or was using drugs? She says that her Hills co-stars were bribed by producers to say that she was using drugs during the show and to the media and to their friends. Uh-huh. Yeah. So Kristen was fine with that. She says that she knew it was just about the ratings. She's so full of crap. There was just too many people that saw her doing drugs. You know, I remember when there was a time when her parents, you know, they lost their home to foreclosure. Remember that? And then what was the thing she had? Because I told you she doesn't vaccinate her kids, but she got, oh, I know what it was. Jenny McCarthy ended up getting just slammed, but it was because of Kristen Cavallari, because Kristen had told, I think it was Fox, but Fox, that she didn't vaccinate her son Camden and wouldn't vaccinate the next child either because she was concerned they would get autism if they were vaccinated. And then, of course, that all reminded everyone that Jenny McCarthy and all that kind of stuff. So they took the opportunity to go to Twitter and slam Jenny for something that Kristen had said. I like seeing all the, I was trying to think about, do you remember when John Mayer cheated on Jennifer Aniston? And he cheated on her with Kristen Cavallari. So again, Kristen showing, hey, if I can need a little step up here, I will do it. I just, you know, okay, yeah, you know, I'm dating Jennifer Aniston. And, you know, I've talked before about how badly he trashed Jennifer Aniston. And the thing is, that would have been, no, it would have been before that when she dated Jason. It's pretty close, though. And I just, I can't believe that Jason Statham was, you know, making out with Kristen Cavallari at the corner of some party. I mean, maybe they were both drunk, but I mean, I don't know. And it was just a hookup, apparently, or something like that. Is it a hookup if it happens more than once? Or then is it kind of a friends with benefits thing? I don't know. One of the times that Kristen was really, you know, coke heavy, I remember that there was a Super Bowl party, or maybe she was even at the Super Bowl. It was back in 2010, and she was totally wasted during the Super Bowl and asking everyone for coke, and that she spent the entirety of her time in Miami at the Super Bowl wasted and on the hunt for it. And it just, it's crazy, is that also, I remember everybody talking about that she didn't look like she had showered at all the entire time that she had been in Miami. And I think everybody thought that she was going to end up going on celebrity rehab or something because it was just that bad. And I wrote about Kristen. I said, apparently the reality star kept raiding bank accounts to keep her struggling brand afloat. So the money was moved. And I'm looking at to see. Oh, when Kristen introduced herself to Glenn Close, and Glenn Close had no idea who Kristen Cavallari was. That was at the Golden Globes in 2019. I just... Oh, that's so Kristen. Let's see. This is... Yeah, that's one I've already read to you guys. Let me see if there's anything else that... missing from her. Okay, let's see. From 2007... wow, 3 months after started the blog, this former female reality star has called in every favorite ode to her for one reason. She's obsessed with this singer. For the last 10 days, he has made appearances at 4 parties, and she's been right there every step of the way. She crashed one party and came as the date of another woman just so she could keep trying to get him to notice her. Still hasn't worked, but there is another party tonight, so... And that's Kristen and Justin Timberlake. So he was essentially stalking her. Let's see what this one was. Okay. Back in May of 27, so this debutante, because that's how I used to refer to them, made a top 100 sexy list. She was thrilled. She carried around the list for everyone to see. She told her agent that she wants more money for appearance fees now and that she's entitled to more money than anyone on the list beneath her. When her agent said that was not going to happen, she screamed into her cell phone, "But I'm sexier than them." So you say, now everyone at that Starbucks knows you think so also. Don't ever make those calls at a Starbucks. Somebody will let me know. Anyway. I don't think there's anything much more to say about Kristen Cavallari. I just... It's been fascinating to go back through time and just see... You know, the history from, you know... When she was on the Hills and stuff like that. And it's just incredible to me that she's, I guess I got to give her props for making it last this long and just kind of having some kind of career and making the most of the opportunities that she was given. It's just that there seems to be a whole lot of trouble along the way. All right, you guys, that is it for this episode, and I will talk to you later.